That's what it's there for, sort of. Okay. Oh, hello. 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 Okay. Liberty Giblets. Still kind of working. That's not. Alright. Samuel, you coming with? He's not. Alright. Well then. It is what it is. Oh, I already had my hat over here. Silly me. It is done. Yay, verily. I think I'll sit out here and wait for you guys. Whoops. Oh, there's really no breeze. That's a shame. Hi, Matt. Just checking in. This is a really good comment. Whoever gave this has got pretty straight. It says, Biden's campaign, we're just checking their internal polling to see if Marxism and communism have become popularized enough by the corporate media mainstream to openly support revolution. And they found out that it wasn't. Thank goodness. Well, yeah, they're coming back and saying, no, no, the riots are bad. We got to stop this. There you go. I think it's a little too late, man. Everybody knows that you are supporting it for political reasons. The CDC revised their numbers, Matt.
Fly.
The agency admitted that just over 9,000 deaths were actually caused by the virus. So they really overstated it to try to turn it into what it is. You gonna get him?
Yeah.
Oh, the flies aren't gonna go away until a cold snap, man. But shoot away, man. Do I need to get out of the way? Here, I can go over here. Or do you think they were just after me? When I left, they left too. So what are we waiting for, Matt? Where's Mom? Where's Jelaine or whoever's coming?
They're still inside.
So is Jelaine coming too?
I have no idea. Didn't talk to her about it. I was out here. Yeah, you better hurry. We're late.
Come. So you want to come look at the pumpkins while we're waiting for?
Sure.
Show you the new pumpkin that's starting to grow?
Yeah. That's no good.
And?
Those holes in those
this
holes.
One's getting kind
yeah,
of
look at those holes in the ground, man.
Yeah, that one's getting kind of big.
Yeah.
Oh, here she comes.
And then?
Wow. I'm sorry, what?
There's that little one still.
Uh-huh.
And then there's, this one.
Yeah?
That's full of bugs.
Yeah.
But it's getting big. Oh, it's got a bunch of baby bugs. I'm gonna be spraying on it.
Okay, we're all here.
Okay.
And these two guys are just keep on keeping on.
They're just turning one. They're not getting any bigger.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to get very big. I'm guessing. Well, to be honest, I think they treat the original ones with something to try to do, you know, make them last longer. And it screws up their ability to really do anything. Wow. Those tomatoes, man. What a thing. Well, Lee, it's getting interesting. Oh, the news.
Yeah, what's up in the news?
Well, you know, Joe Biden's poll numbers are doing badly. Biden's polling numbers are doing badly. And they all kind of attribute it to the fact that he didn't say anything about the rioting. and doing anything about it. So now he's supposedly coming out and saying, this is bad, this needs to stop.
Oh, now he says this?
Yeah, I know. And that it said, they're comparing it to 1968, you know, all the riots around that election. And they said, that's why Richard Nixon won, was because he was perceived as a law and order president. And they're going, yeah. He says, oh, that's definitely how Trump is seen, too. And so, yeah, they said, so Trump can come out and say, Joe, it's too late. You already blew it because you didn't condemn something that needed to be condemned. And you go, and you sat there and thought that it was going to do you good. And you were wrong. Just because, well, you lack any kind of real principles. all you're about is, you know, what do the pollsters tell me? He's going further and farther. So anyway, there's that thing. Let's see. The CDC has re-estimated the number of COVID deaths.
Yeah.
It is now 9,000, which is nothing. More people die in lightning strikes than that. In this period, not quite. But anyway, yeah. And they came back and they said, because now we're going by what it says on the death certificate. And we only had 9,000 death certificates that specified COVID-19. The rest of them, they were dying from various other things too. COVID-19 may have just pushed them over the edge. So yeah. And they said, confirms again, President Trump has for quite some time been saying that he really didn't trust the CDC's numbers. And the CDC came back and said, yeah, we inflated the numbers. And you're going, yep. It says, and that was, says, and it was, you can't, well, you could call it a political thing, but that would be rude. It was to try to make sure that people understood how dangerous this stuff was and how we had to do all this stuff. And you're going, you guys are... Says, I'm sorry. I said, this is one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of the health councils anymore or any of that stuff. It's because I said, you guys paint a dire picture. Yeah, it's like, oh, but I got other things to do. And it is. It says it's so much concern wrapped up into a little package of hysteria. It says, I remember when I was on it. It says, teen pregnancy was a huge thing. Oh my gosh. All the things we had to do to try to dissuade teen pregnancy, said, guess what? Teen pregnancy is not even on anybody's radar anymore. And there was some people came out and cheered the success. Oh, this is, see, all the efforts that we did, we go, had nothing to do with anything that we were about. Not a thing. Now we got another problem. Not enough babies. Certainly not enough babies born into households. It's not teens having babies. Now it's 20-year-olds having babies out of wedlock. Of course, that's not a big deal because nobody wants to talk about that because that's a woman's right to get knocked up. And they're consenting adults and stuff like that. And you're going, yeah. It says it's still a social problem, but it's a social problem that has a political aspect that nobody wants to get into. You know, that might besmirch the LGBT community. And you go, yeah, see? It says it's more about politics than it is about health. So I'd stay away from that, this stuff. It says because it's just become politics now. And that's not my political bent. I'm not going to go out and campaign for the Democratic Party. It's supposed to make me feel good. No, I'm not a fan of most of their stuff. And it's like that. Well, you don't care about public health. And I go, you guys are a stooge organization for the Democratic Party. Says, and I'm not going to say I'm part of it. I'm not going to put my stamp on any of it. But if I have some energy, which I don't, I'm not a very energetic guy, said here, I would go in there and start rousting you guys out. Says, but frankly, I'm not really very interested in public health either. That was my job. What? 30 years ago, I'm doing work for it. Beyond that, wasn't a big fan because it was totally political. And when it finally came out of the shadows and it came to a head, it was destroyed. It was like, oh, alright. When my job evaporated, I didn't care. I was at the next job already. They just didn't replace me. It's like, good. And so, yeah, it's like, no. No, it says it's more of a political thing than it is anything else. And we're trying to help people be healthy. You know, yeah. So I think COVID-19 has done a better job. So, and that's not to, you know, so I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's just, you gotta know that all this money and time spent doing this thing and that thing, it doesn't show up even as a blip. I said, and here's the depressing part. Clay County is a county of 10,000 people, and when you don't show up as a blip in a population of 10,000 people, that's rough. How much money do you guys get? You go, well, a couple of hundred thousand. And you're going, let's see. So we can hand out $10 to every single person in the county. Give them their money back. They'd probably just shrug, not even care. I says, that's what keeps you guys alive, so good for you. Brenda has a bit of a paying gig. Says, but am I going to support it? Not particularly, no. Which is funny.
Oh, yeah.
I put down Brenda as one of my references. We'll see how that goes. I'm sure they'll say she was really confused why she was one of your references. I go, okay, well. I said, you just need a certain number. I says, Justin's going to hit it out of the ballpark because he's going to be honest. And he's going to say, oh my gosh, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do to fill his spot. It's going to be tough. Anyway, so we'll see how it goes. I don't know if I'll get it or not. I don't know if they'll say, well, you know what, your references are kind of weak. You okay? Is it them? That's fine. I can sit where I am. We'll see. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Of course, you're listening to one American news, and you go, yes, that's very conservative. You go, yeah. So it says it's going to be slanted to a bit. Although conservatives try to make it seem like they're more objective. They go, they're not, but it seems more like it. Said the other ones tend to not even make an effort anymore. They're blatantly obvious, and the only way that some people think they might be objective is because they just don't look around. Or they've taken the bait that all these other news outlets are you know, a bunch of far-right fringe groups, and you go, well, could be, but this is, the talking points are interesting. Every time Adam and John do one of their little super blitzes, you know, where it's like, oh my gosh, these people are all using the same words, and you're going, they're getting their talking points from somewhere, and they're all using them.
They're from China.
Who knows? Could be. It says, but what you do know is, they're all using the exact same words, therefore, when they point at each other as if they say, well, look, this is, they're saying the same thing and they're saying the same thing, it must be true. And you go, this is, but listen to them, they're all getting it from the same place. It's like how the internet was there for a long time. This is, it was back when there wasn't a lot of central things, you know, there wasn't a Facebook and a MySpace and crap like that. It was mostly kind of bloggish sort of things. And they said, it was funny because they were all scrambling around for content as hard as they could. So they would actually copy the content of others. I mean, just copy it. You would go, and they even had websites that would... Yeah, that would show it to you and say, look, it says these are exactly the same. They didn't even bother, you know, changing anything. Yeah. And everybody started saying, well, they're all just getting their content from the same source, and sure enough it was true. You know. And that kind of blasted the whole thing. And there was a big thing about, you better make sure that your content is a unique thing. And that's when the news sites took over because, quote, journalists, you know, it isn't the whole story. It's not going to read exactly the same like it did before. But when they say, we want you to use these words, because we feel like these words will really animate people, you know. And you start hearing those, and that's what John and Adam love to pick up on, is the fact that, yes, these guys are all getting talking points. And the fact that the national news outlets, the ABCs, NBCs, and CBSs, and PBSs of the world, they have all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but it's gotten to the point to where they kind of mask a larger agenda. All the reports they try to get from local news. And local news gets the packaged stuff and does it in their own voice. And then the national guys pick that up. But then they can say, well, you know, it's not us. We were just rebroadcasting what our little affiliates, their news says. They've really gotten out of doing their own nationalized reporting. They're going down to more local stuff. But the local stuff is all packaged and manipulated. And that's what a lot of them do now. A lot of the local stations, that's how they get prominence, is by creating these packages. And it's this weird kind of, I want to be noticed, and I want to be published nationally. So they'll go out there and they'll do something that's sensational and usually kind of left-wing, because that's kind of what local stuff is, far more left-wing than state or national stuff tends to be. It usually comes out of big cities. Big cities are mostly run by Democrats. And it's, and they're very cosmopolitan, you know. They've got a good population of all kinds of people. You can probably find out in 10 minutes where the big Botswanian enclave is in the United States. And it's gonna be in some big Midwestern city, you know. Des Moines, Iowa, the center of Botswana expatriates. You know, Salt Lake City has more Tongans than Tonga does. And you go, yeah. I said, this is normal. This is, but yeah. You know, but it's just the same for everything else. The transgender BDM community in Seattle is up in arms, all 30 of them. But, you know, it's a package. It can be packaged up. And the national picks it up because it's interesting and it's a slant that they like. Oppression always sells good. Somebody's crying today. There's another story. President Trump is actually doing his own investigation of that last guy. You know, he had his kids in the car and he was going away and the police tried to stop him and they shot him.
Yeah.
Well, number one, he's not dead.
No,
although they swear up and down that they're treating it as if he were dead, you know. And he says he's going to do his own investigation because he doesn't trust his own people. And you go, yeah, it's true. Says he shouldn't. Trump's whole problem this whole time is that he's fighting a system that has it out for him. most of the people in the executive branch want to destroy him. And you're going, but they work for him. And you go, sort of. Technically, yes. He says, but he doesn't know who his friends are. He doesn't have enough family members to put them all into important places in government to help put a lid on this crap. The swamp isn't going to give up that easy. Going to be interesting. Of course, nobody believes him. The mainstream media says he's a demagogue and he's always lying. So it's like, so what are we going to get out of this? It says maybe he'll sign something. Does this guy have a criminal record? Yes. Was he in a domestic altercation which the law says it requires them to take you in until things settle down? Yes. Was he not paying attention to it? Yes. And you go, so what was the poor police officer supposed to do? He said he's got a job to do. This guy isn't going to tolerate him doing it. He took a chance, and he got it for it. Of course, now it's this political firestorm. And he went from a convict to being a national hero, and he's still alive. And you can say, oh yeah, he's screwed up from the neck down. You're going, that's probably overblown too. Yeah, it says, and that's probably overblown too. It says, it could be true. It says, but the likelihood of it being overblown, amazing. And now he's a freaking god, right? He can go out on the lecture circuit, and you're going, wow, this is great. Every black kid in the whole universe is going to be charging a police officer so that he can get shot at. Yes. And you're going, yeah, and you're going, he was a criminal. And you think that he's this wonderful guy. It says he wouldn't have been in this situation if he wasn't a criminal. Yeah, and you're going, yeah, well, great. We're going to find more people. And we already have. Anytime the police come around, everybody starts putting their hands up and saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Just hoping that somebody will take a picture of them. You know? So that they can get popular. So that they can be fawned over. And you're going, can I tell you? I said, although the Democratic Party wind them down, says, yeah, you're right back where you were. But, it says, can I be honest, it is the black / poor man's road to success. Even if it's only success for about 10 or 20 minutes, it's worth every penny of it to them. And they'll still be wine and dine for quite a while. Months, you know? It'll get smaller and smaller. It'll be smaller and smaller groups. Can you come and speak to this group? Okay. Here, we'll tell you what to say. Just read it. Well, I can't read very well, so that's okay. That's even better. But yeah, at some point, it just becomes not interesting. And they always say, why can't I get ahead? And you go, how many times have you been in jail? Well, twice. Okay.
Two times too.
I says, yeah, it's two times too many. Well, you just don't understand our culture. I go, oh, I see. Your culture is a bunch of lawbreakers. All those laws in my homeland of Nigeria. Most of this stuff isn't even a crime. I says, yeah, that's why you live in a backward nation. I says, that's why Nigeria doesn't do very well. Because they're a backward nation full of people that don't, you know, that can't create decent laws and certainly can't enforce any that they put in. The corruption is rife. You're run by warlords, practically. And, you know, what are we going to do? And that's your claim. Well, that's not how my ancestors, you know, these aren't the kind of laws that are acceptable to my ancestors. So, well, then you need to go home to where your ancestors are from so you can live in a world that you understand and that understands you. Well,
they have a different culture than me.
And they're not going to accept me. And you go, yeah, because you're loud and obnoxious, and the only way to kind of keep you under control is to put bars around you. And that's exactly what they're going to say, too. I said, it's fine. If you're a good, upright person in society, that's great. I said, but you guys have kind of a cultural thing, and guess what? You guys do nothing about the cultural thing. You do nothing about it. Every one of your heroes are criminals. The only way they get to be heroes is because some white cop shot at them or killed them or roughed them up. You're going, don't you see? This is the people that you put out in front of you and say, these are the examples of us. And you go, I don't respect that. Yeah. You guys aren't, it says, why aren't you putting out like the Republican Party did? There's plenty of black faces there.
Yeah.
Successful ones, too.
Some of them are black and
Democrat. Yeah, and saying, yeah, I'm from the Democrat. I voted Democrat from the day I was born. And probably still will, but not this time. I'm going to vote for Trump. And you're going, oh, good. Says, it isn't because we're racist that we say, I swear that black people walk around with blinders on. Is that why they all wear sunglasses? I don't know. I said, but this is what they keep touting themselves as. The most successful black people are gang members. And anybody who gets successful any other way, well, they're a turncoat. And you go, okay, so that's why we don't really respect you guys. I can't find a decent job. I can't get ahead. And you go, yeah, I know. It says, and guess what? It's your own dang race that's driving you into the dirt because you're getting paid off by certain ideologies to do that.
Well, you know, when they're young,
and you go, I'm sorry.
Time, they don't finish school, they don't go to college.
Right, and they can say, well, it's just not amenable to me. And you go, okay. You go, but yeah, says, but I don't want to hear you bellyaching about the fact that you're not getting ahead. Everything's given to you for advantages. In fact, they're laid before you. And if you put forth half the effort of any other group, we'll give it to you as if you deserved it. You go, it's, I said, and you know what? People are getting kind of tired of it. People are getting kind of tired of saying, I have to bend and scrape to this and that. Even though this person really hasn't proven themselves, we're going to give it to them. When you go, what's happening to black people is completely rational and understandable. You go, individuals from your group can excel as much as they like. When you start throwing around your race as something amazing, I said, that's when you start to sour everything. And I said, and I'm sorry if you're going to say, and I'm black and I deserve this and I deserve that. And you go, whoa. He says, can I tell you about black people? He says, our prisons explode with black people. The biggest names in dark-skinned people, you know, are convicts that police have problems dealing with. And where things go bad. I said, and guess what? They go bad, not because of the cops. They go bad because of the black people involved. That simple. And you go, sorry. He says, you know, and you're just going to have to put up with that. I feel like I'm always fighting an uphill battle. And you go, yes, you're right. And you should let other black people know, especially your, quote, leaders, that you're really tired of having to fight that uphill battle. Because it's not getting easier. You guys getting out and marching and screaming, That's, you know.
More than watching the screen.
Yeah, and tearing up stuff.
Killing things.
Yeah, and you go, well, he says, right. He says, oh yeah, that's going to help. We're going to start respecting you. He says, you guys think that this is some kind of gang war and that you're going to get some street cred and get some respect and it's going to spread. Yeah, and just hand over. And they even say it. I want the keys to your car. I want the keys to your house. Give me all that stuff. And it's like, no. Well, then you're racist. You go, yep. I said, if that's what being racist is, I am. I will just sit here and say, yep, I'm a racist. If that's what's being asked for. Right. Says, and can you see that Black Lives Matter is simply a patsy group for Marxism and socialism? And this is America. We're not big fans of this. Although we're getting to the point to where more and more people are saying, hey, that sounds like fun. I like getting free stuff. Says, and that's sad. Taught in our schools, in a lot of schools. I don't know how to compare your rates on that. Says, but as we get more teachers who are not local, you know, that come in from other parts of the country, probably the thing that saves us is most people from other parts of the country, if they're looking for a teaching job, they won't take one here or in Clovis or any place else because they go, this is the most blighted hellhole that I've ever seen.
Go to Western America.
Yeah. I'd rather go anyplace else. And you go, good, that means that we don't have to put up with the fact that you guys are wanting to socialize. You know? Alita Brown is an interesting transplant. Where is she from? She's from the Midwest somewhere. How she ended up here, I'll never know. She married Ted. And Ted, I think FAA transferred in here. And they're here, yeah. You know? And it's like, yeah, you're not from around here. No, you're not. So that's okay. You can be here. Brenda, she's from Albuquerque. Born and raised in Albuquerque. Kind of the left side of the state. You know? And they're going, yeah. They're going, it's an interesting. Very few of these people are actually from this area. I'm not saying that it's exclusive, but it's interesting to see. And you go, so what? Not particularly. But, you know. My family. Orange County. Conservative libertarian. Mostly conservative. And my mom's from Clovis. You know, quite conservative. And you go, yeah. You know, the fact that I'm more classical liberal.
It's dead mud, though.
Yeah? Steelers. A good guy. Hello, Dave Marno. Anyway. He's a good guy. He's a trooper. Now the world's safer with conservatives. I like that. I don't want to be in any place where they're throwing stuff. I don't want to get involved in that. Not the type. Literally. INFPs are not the type to be like that.
Okay, now you can go there.
Whee!
Hey, stop.
Uh-oh.
We have a worm on you. It's gone. Probably fell out of a tree.
Dive bombing you. So yeah. And people in this part of the state have a somewhat liberty. It works.
So, hey.
Yeah? Oh, I recall reading that. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
And see you in church. That's good. That's really good. See? The Lord stirs things up. Well, regardless, that's great. So yeah, when you kind of get leftist sort of things here, you have to know that the only people really interested in leftist sort of things are the people living in the, you know, the Quays and Mountain View and places like that. And it's mostly about, you know, I'll take free stuff. This place was born of a bunch of cowboys and adventurous farmers, and this is, most of them have either died or moved on. Their kids are mostly gone too. But yeah, since you got basically got the people who are powerful are still of that ilk. It's like, well, whatever. I said, sorry, I'm actually from those kind of people. And I honor them. They came out here to get land and opportunity and something to call their own. And that's what motivates me to a certain extent. But not too much. Not too crazy. Rugged individualists that, for the most part, want to be left alone. Help you out if you need it. Most of their friends, most of the people they interact with are from church, whatever church that is. Yeah. And that's why the LDS Church doesn't do very well out here. And that's why we're kind of interesting, because, you know, it's like we tend to have real converts here. It's just because they really had to come away from something that was deep in their soul. And that's why when we get, sometimes we get expatriates that are kind of Utah expats, and they're fine, and they're nice, and they tend to be in leadership, and that's fine. Where they were mostly raised, being a Mormon was like being an oxygen breather. Everybody was. And it wasn't something that was a social problem. If you became LDS, it says one of our troubles was there were people joined the church that were only doing it for what they perceived to be as a social gain. I'm going to get in tight with these Mormons. I'll succeed. There you go. Yeah. And you go, okay. But that's also because most of the people who had strong ties to these things, you know, had more crosses in their houses than pictures. And you go, those are the kind of people that I came to a certain extent. Not on my dad's side, on my mom's side, certainly so. I mean, gee whiz, Church of Christ. Nothing is more anti-Mormon than the Church of Christ. When they say, oh, Baptist, you go, you don't know. It says Church of Christ has a sincere problem with Mormons. Baptists just hate them. There's a difference. So, anyway, I don't know. And that's where it comes down to. And that's why when they say, oh, there's this health council, we all want to be in it. And they go, no, most people don't. I'd say most people kill us, but, you know, we have faith in God. things are nicer on the other side. We're not suicidal, but we're not gonna behave like that. And that's why when you're around town, you still see plenty of people that don't wear masks. And the length of this thing was to a large extent to try and shake out the rest of people like me who were saying, you know, okay, fine. I'm going to take so much crap, and they're not going to let me in the grocery store. I'll wear the stupid thing. And they go, that's all we ever wanted, because then we were going to be able to get you to do something else, too. And you go, no, next time, when public health rears its ugly head and says we have to do this, this, and this, and we're going to fight it actively. Ranching's not much of a business anymore. Therefore, the biz that we had here is going away. The purpose for our existence is going. The only thing left here